Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a great day. It's Tuesday, and we're going to find out everything you had to say right now as Vinny does the text.
That's right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is the best way to communicate with the show. So, you know, phones, we still have those, but we use them for texting now.
Yeah.
Here's what you guys said. Did I say 800-400-3697? Because that's the number. All right. I believe Jake Paul was involved in looting during the protests in Arizona. I saw a video of him holding alcohol bottles in front of a broken-into P.F. Chang. That's from 510. I do that because you're about to hear multiple different reasons why this guy might be in trouble.
Okay.
Jake Paul's friend's Las Vegas home was also raided. Supposedly, there are reports of girls waking up naked and drugged at their parties.
Wow, this runs a gamut, huh? Maybe yeah, it's all four, of this.
415 says, Sarah, way to keep current. This happened last week. They found a cache of weapons, AR-15s among them.
Oh, boy.
So Jake Paul, weapons guy, I guess. Wow. Okay.
That doesn't seem like a YouTube guy thing, but all right.
Throwing parties, even during a pandemic, isn't going to bring the FBI. Those are state health guidelines and laws. Whatever they were looking for must have relevance to a federal crime. So Jake Paul, YouTube star.
In weapons, deep, you girls, know what? Looting, and getting too close to people. Yeah. No, I just said sorry. I don't know that much about Jake Paul. I lumped him in with all my YouTube people. Here's a bunch of people. Here's a bunch of shenanigans on YouTube. People make money off of it, though. He's got a mansion. You'd think that'd be enough for him, but no. Gun running, chicks, you know.
Sarah, you can totally go down a YouTube rabbit hole watching these twins listen to songs for the first time. They're awesome.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I don't have their names right in front of me, but they we put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. These guys listen to Phil Collins in the Air Tonight for the first time, and they're just delightful. They love music.
I don't know if YouTube happened upon it by accident, or maybe they did it a certain way and saw that it worked and really, you know, went that direction. But the YouTube thing, my youngest is not even two. She turns two next week. And she is into YouTube, and we don't hand her the screen, but well, very rarely, but that's like the other day I was alone in the house with the two kids, and that may seem like what's the big deal. For me, it was really, really difficult, very troubling. And at one point I'm trying to do like a couple things at once and my kid is quiet and I'm going, oh crap, she's killing herself in another room.
Yeah, what's she doing? What's happening?
So I run around to my room and I see that at my desk she has found my, what were those little YouTube, the little Google Home devices? I can't remember.
Oh, I think Google Home, right?
Google Home, whatever it was. Google Hub. That. It's still on my desk. I love the thing. I use it all the time, but she uses it. She's figured out how to get, so she's standing, barely able to see over the top of the desk, swiping along, and dude, the way they show the videos underneath it, so you can choose from a group of videos, but you're also watching a video.
Yes.
That's the rabbit hole right there. That a one-year-old knows
catches
how to
your
cycle
eye
through
and you touch it, right?
And stay there for as long. And I'm like, well, great, I can get the laundry done real quick. So I finished the laundry and came back, and there she was, cycling through from frozen to you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, it's funny because that is like your 2 year old is totally indicative of where this is going. Like my kids don't, they'll watch TV with us, but we're the only one watching any TV in the house. Everything is on YouTube. I mean, mm-hmm. Nicole was even saying, like, she doesn't watch any of the late. Why should she? She just sees the best YouTube. Parts, the parts that she wants on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I feel like I don't even know how to work YouTube. There they are getting their entire,
news.
You know, everything yeah. on it. It's crazy.
It's whatever. Like I said, if they happened upon it accidentally or if it's by design, whatever the deal is, they have figured out how to hook people as young as 1 year old to keep yep. them on that, you know, down that rabbit hole for as long as possible. 415 says at this point, if the Russians are able to create a working vaccine, so be it. Perhaps Russians can test drive the vaccine first. Yeah, Putin's daughter. Has already taken
it. Don't worry, I tested it on my own children. It's perfectly right. safe.
Right.
Where is she? She had to do homework. Don't ask too many questions. I don't know what accent I'm doing now. I mean,
whatever it is, it's super fun.
Well, thank you.
I believe Trapped sings Headstrong. Love you guys. Happy Tuesday. Yes, Los Gatos' own Trapped have a hit. It's Headstrong. Apparently, they're not a hit at the, what was that? Sturgis bike rally?
Sturgis Bike Buffalo Chip Festival of Doom, I think it was called.
Whatever.
Yeah. Consequence of Sound has it in for them.
Oh, someone said that Trapped has one song, but the singer is known to fight people online, LOL.
Oh.
So apparently he's someone who goes out there and tries to, anyone who says anything bad about them, he straightens them out.
I see.
That's not a winnable thing, dude. You should probably stop that. But okay. I'm not
you know what?
You.
Let the guy do, it's, you know, it keeps other people entertained, obviously.
Okay.
And people poke at him, you know. People know who the bear is, and they poke the bear.
I know, but how does he not know that as soon as people know they got his attention, they'll just say whatever it takes to hook him? It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Use your head, dude. God.
Well, some people, they fall for it every time. They're like, they're victims of their own stupidity, I guess. I don't know this guy. I don't know if he's dumb or not. And if he's from Los Gatos, probably not. I mean, good, solid, quality people in Los Gatos. What's up, Los Gatos? Los Gatos.
Los Gatos. Maybe Vin should post some of those pics of his awards.
Yes.
I showed them to you guys. I showed them right into the camera
this
morning.
That's just us. No, that's just us, though. Well, you need to put up a whole Instagram. You should have your wife shoot a little movie of you talking about, you know, how hard it was to win each award and how, you know, maybe get examples of some of the jokes so that you could get,
sure.
you know, most humorous.
Someone's yelling. Ooh. Put Sandy on. Sandy's in the other room with her granddaughter. I'll get her in here at some point. Don't worry.
All right, I can't wait.
Your mom,
Sandy. Sizzles. Your mom. Sizzle.
Bryn, that is not the way to get my mom in here. That isn't helpful. My
what
mom doesn't
a little
sizzle.
Little brat, you are. She totally sizzles. She knows she sizzles, and she doesn't need you to determine her level of sizzleization.
She no. Please stop that.
Get your mom in there. Come on. Sandy. Do you think she's listening out there? Are they listening? Do they listen
she's
to radio
not,
in the morning?
But I know that she listens at home, so I wonder if while she's watching what show. Oh, it starts with a D and the girl has purple hair. What is that called? The Descendants. That's what they're watching in the other room. I walk by to put my coffee down because I'm way too tweaked from it. And so she's probably bummed. She's listens to the show. You know how you get a habit? You're
sure.
used to hearing your people, and I'm sure she's watching the Descendants.
She can go
going,
back and listen to all the podcasts, you know.
How do people
do
that?
My mommy does. They listen on radio.com.
Ding, ding.
Shame.
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 Ding, ding.
Shame.
I guess we're probably not in unison, huh?
I'm sure not even close.
Oh, is that supposed to be unison? No, not at all.
No. Nicole says we were. Nicole gave me
a thumbs up.
Yeah, it sounded good to me. So.
Oh. Okay.
Let's try and do it at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Shame.
Shame.
Come on.
No, well.
Oh, stop it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Shame.
Shame.
Oh, we are way off.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are we? Yeah. Oh, I can't tell.
Does it still sound good to you, Nicole?
No.
I can't wait to try the Chernobyl vaccine.
Yeah. Don't worry. Cures everything.
I love that. You know, I saw that headline and I went, well, there's a break. Like, come on. You got to mention
why
that,
why stop
right?
at one? You got to talk about that. My own daughter. She's fine. Beautiful.
Vladimir Putin equals Theranos. Think about what he did to his own daughters. Yeah, there's no doubt there's a...
Yeah, that's pretty established. He's not a good guy.
Right.
I'm going to assume Vinny that's one of the Avengers things.
Vinny's right. It's totally instinctual. My stepdad had a large saltwater aquarium, and we want to put posters... Oh, why am I hearing an echo?
Oh, because I took my headphone off
for okay.
a second. Sorry.
He put pictures of sharks around the aquarium, and every single fish immediately swam to the bottom. They knew.
Just pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's all teeth.
I agree with Vinny. Pierce Brosnan was more eye candy Bond than Daniel. And Daniel Craig is my favorite because he's a little of both. Can break bones and he's hot.
Mm. People with strong opinions on Bond. I like
Daniel Craig is by
James
far the
Bond.
Best Bond, the most Bond-like in the books. Pierce Brosnan should be last. Remington Steele should be nowhere near the top of that list. Yeah, I agree. I don't dislike Pierce Brosnan. I just, to me, he doesn't strike me as someone who will actually leave, you know, headquarters or whatever and go fight the world. Like that, him? You're sending that guy. I don't think so.
I'm going James to delegate Bond. This to you. Oh, James Bond. Bond, Bond, Bond. Play that whole thing. That's good.
It's Bond. James Bond.
Yeah, Jane's pretty hot.
Very well done, Jane.
Yeah.
Jane is really hot. Are you kidding?
James Bond.
Go get a look at her on Instagram, at Jane Picks.
It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
707 said, hey, Vin, what's that Lucy app you have? Would it be good for me to use as an educator from home? I don't think so. I mean, you can broadcast with it, yes, but there's no camera. So it wouldn't, you know, you're probably going to want to use Zoom, I would think.
It gives you studio quality audio, but you need, it's the Lucy part of it's the cheap part. The actual unit it connects to is a couple grand.
Pricey.
Right. Vicky.
And you'll need a board to run everything through.
Right.
And an engineer to set it up for you.
And
it's
sure. Mm-hmm. All this, you need all the things.
Yeah, I got the app, and then our guy Tim said, here's what you enter. And then I went, huh? Okay, let me walk you through this. First, you do this. And, well, I don't know if I. Hold on. It took a while, even with help. So yeah, it's really just for. Anyway, Vicky, mix in a little decaf, reduce your caffeine.
Do that, Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky. Come on.
Oh, God, I'm tweaking so hard right now. I get to go surfing today, though. So whether or not
nice.
There's waves, I'm jumping in the ocean. That's right. Oh, look at that. I just found a text that's related to this. Hey, Vinny, just got back from a weekend at Newport Beach where I met some local surfers. They spoke exactly the same way Sarah imitates the stereotypical... surfer voice.
What you think? They were going to talk like someone else.
Dude,
we're all from the same tribe.
Ever, just like you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them. You just drop in and just smack the lip.
Whoop-a!
Drop down, snap. And after them, ride the barrel and get pitted.
Newport Beach, you're going to get pitted. Gnarly bra.
650 goes on. Oh, boy. I thought they were joking at first, but when I heard them from afar talking to each other, they were still in character. The only thing missing was the kapow.
Whoopow. Yeah. Well, they probably weren't talking about waves. We're talking about girls. It was awesome.
Whoopow.
Whoopow.
Whoopah,
whoopah, whoopah. Drop in, she's like, I love that guy.
Oh, good. Look at Bryn play with his toys.
Go, Bryn, go.
Stop it, Bryn. Most restaurants, so I did a story about how San Francisco, or most restaurants now that are allowing people to eat, whether it's inside or out, however that setup is, a lot of them are breaking the rule, which is that people, or not enforcing the rule is probably more appropriately put, that you should be masked up unless you're actually putting food in your head hole. So 415 says, most restaurants say if you're at the table, your mask can be off. But if you get up to use the restroom or something, you need to mask up. Okay, well, that's not the way it's supposed to be done. But I'm just not eating out. So I'm not going to sit here and judge anybody. You guys eat out. You do your thing. I'm eating right 20 feet away at the kitchen table over there.
Well, you got a beautiful kitchen. Why wouldn't you?
You bet. I was thinking, what was the safety room in years past? It may have been a BB staff or room they couldn't use for outside people because of, I don't know what they're saying here, but...
All these rooms that safety suite was enormous. I mean, I assume that's just a big warehouse on some kind of soundstage and they just continue to add on to it. I have no idea. I don't even know if there was a door there. I'm just not sure. It's like Harry Potter, the room of necessity. Or there was some room that was whatever you needed it to be. The room of need. I
never leave the house without some kind of lip balm. If I do, I freak out and have to go buy some while I'm out. I use Vaseline. Oh. Yeah, that stuff dries you out, and then you just keep needing it. It's really a bad habit. But frankly, in the list of bad habits.
Sure, there's worse things.
Yeah, I mean.
But your mouth gets addicted to it. I will say this, and I am addicted to this, so take this for what you will. That pretty girl makeup gloss. Ding, ding, shame. Like, that stuff, it makes you leave your lips alone. So you put it on, it lasts all night long. Then I wash it. I have to physically wash it off in the morning with soap. It's the only way to get it off. And then I reapply it, and I leave it on all day. And I'm a lip chewer. I'm a lip peeler. I get chapped lips really easy if I don't. But if I have that stuff, look how supple.
I can't see it.
You don't like that?
You look
no,
like
no,
fish,
this is from this morning. I put it on this morning after so when I get in the shower, I actually, you almost have to roll it off your mouth because it's so like waxy and on there. It's freaking great. And it makes it so, everything's so sticky. Like, God forbid you have long hair because your hair will stick on it and then you're like, it hurts to pull it off. It's crazy great. It's great. Just like it's like a shield.
Unfortunately, it's not great for kissing. And I wonder you're all... Well, it's
your,
not.
Your girlfriend... Oh, your wife uses it too, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She likes it too.
It's not good for kissing. It's sticky. It's way too
sticky. You could say, could you please wipe off your pretty girl gloss? Could you please wipe that off?
Bryn, Vin is doing show and tell. You got to go live. I guess we weren't live early this morning, so that's...
We were not, no.
Well, but you know, sorry, everyone.
I can
post
that later on if you want. The show and tell segment.
I got a lot of awards as a young man in school. I mean, a lot of awards. So
you are amazing. I mean,
I got to brag about it for a little while early this morning. So,
most humorous year after year.
Polishing my nails. If for those of you who can't see,
you got little ribbons.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Yeah. And your mom has saved them all.
Yep.
Look at all your accomplishments, Vinny.
Thanks. Anyway, there's all the texts. We'll be back to say goodbye right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Super fun show today. I mean, we started with the big award show. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny, first through third, you were a shining star at school. And that just continued on. I mean, just the winning. You must have gotten sick of winning.
You know, I have a big pile of awards. You didn't even get to see them all. There's so many, but yeah.
Well, get those up on Instagram. I want a full video presentation. That'll be, you know, amazing.
Well, first
when I'm on there, look, I'm always happy when I see something that you put. I'm like, oh my God, Vinny, I put a story up. Let me look at that. Oh, I can see what
you like
what
that.
Vinny's
yeah,
doing. I do. Well, it's always, you know, cute pictures of your kids or, you know, you being a goofball. I like it. It's fun.
All right. Well, I'll do
I feel
something
like that's our
today.
Way to check in.
I'll try to do something today. But first, I'm going to go for a surf, and then I have to get on hold for my refi. That I spent 2.5 hours on hold yesterday and didn't get through to anybody.
Why?
Because they're backed up. They're clearly gone out and scoured the earth for everyone's mortgages, and I'm among the millions of people that they've Dang. Decided to do refis with, and so I'm, oh God, it was awful. So I got to do that again today.
Well, that sounds like a real party,
Maybe I'll
Vinny.
Post that with the phone to my ear. I'll give you a post of that.
Yeah, we can hear the hold music and everything.
Sure.
That is the best. We appreciate your business.
Uh-huh.
Please hold on to the line.
You've done this before,
Approximate wait time, 2 hours and 42 minutes.
Oh, my God.
You are 700th in line. Yeah, have a great day, you guys. Remember, Janie's coming up. It's Jane.
Jane Bond.
It's Bond. Jane's Bond. Yeah, she's adorable. And you'll love her show. And of course, Alice is on 24/7. Leave the stream on 24/7. There's really no, you could just turn it down, you know. Especially if you're on T-Mobile, you're totally unlimited. Have a great day, and we'll catch you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.